Good morning.
I'm James Gilway. I'm the town manager for the town of Searsport. I've also had the fortunate pleasure of residing in the town of Searsport for the past 23 years and also being able to make my living there as the town manager and before that, a police chief. Like everyone in the state of Maine, the residents of the town of Searsport have been patiently waiting for some decisions to be made on the future of Sears Island for many decades. Unlike many in the state, we have the pleasure of being able to see the island every day. We felt the pinch in our wallets when the island was taken off the tax rolls several years ago. We have endured numerous protests and complaints and are still very patient and optimistic about the future of Sears Island. Over the past several years, our citizens are starting to see some progress in the future of Sears Island. Our processes, starting with the town's SIOP group, and then the SIPI, and more recently the JUPC, have shown to everyone that we can all work together. Every meeting throughout the process has been held in open, and everyone who wanted to speak were given the opportunity to do so. This has helped to ease an unsettling feeling amongst our taxpayers, and that feeling's been there since the beginning. Our Board of Selectmen are very supportive of this end result. We have paved the way for the town to work with many different, as yet unnamed groups, who may come forward to manage the conservation side of the island and its possible buildings. We look forward to these relationships. Our board clearly accepts and welcomes the Maine Coast Heritage Trust as a partner to oversee the conservation of the island. During the process, we did address the issue of potential revenue for the town. There is a possibility of seeing payments in lieu of taxes on any buildings that might be built, whether they're nonprofit or not. There's clearly a secondary tourism dollar that may enter the area as a result of the enhancement to the conserved portion of the island. We should see anywhere from 3 to 10+ jobs directly created by the easement, depending on what type of activities come forward for the conservation side. Our region needs as many jobs as we can muster, whether it's 1 or 100. We are intrigued at the potential for the education opportunities of the conservation portion of the island, and we are confident that there are people looking forward to exploring these. This resolution paves the way for the future intermodal transportation projects of the remaining portion of Sears Island when the needs are sure. The resolution has created a new attitude and has hushed some of the naysayers who insist that nothing will happen on Sears Island. In closing, I just wanted to add, I had also had the pleasure of running out here today with Sarah Bradford, the chair of the Stockton Springs Select Board, and a great conversation about how positive this is for both communities and for the region. Let us know that on the way.